TheLamps.com. So the power of forgiveness in the life of the obedient believer. So now that we have learned that, hey, you got to repent, you got to accept, you're going to have these laws written in your heart and mind, so you're going to buy. What are the benefits? There's great benefits, okay? Now, these benefits also apply to when we forgive others, okay? But this is a whole other study that we're going to come up next time. Forgiveness makes things new again and restores relationships. 2 Corinthians 5:17 through 19. So then, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. What is old has been passed away. Look, what is new has come. And all things are from God, are reconciled us to himself through Christ, and who has given us the ministry of reconciliation, separators, right, of sin to God. In other words, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting people's transgressions against them. He has given us the message of reconciliation, right? So we have the ministry of sin separation. That's what he's saying now. Like, we've been reconciled to Christ. How? Because he separated the sin. We call that forgiveness. But as we learned, the word forgiveness isn't really a word, you know, but the act is a verb, separation, right? And so here we have this beautiful thing that God has found a path and a way, right? And so now we have a new relationship with God. We have new standing before our Father, right? Okay, it makes you alive, Colossians 2:13. And you being dead in the trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he made alive together with him, having forgiven you all your trespasses. Mm-hmm. So before you were forgiven, you were dead. But now, because you were wrapped in your sin. But now that sin has been separated from you and you found forgiveness, you are alive again in Christ Jesus, right? And so let that bring life to your flesh, your bones, your mind, your spirit. So it removes the punishment. John 5:24. Most certainly I tell you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and doesn't come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life. Right. So we talked about this briefly last week, that we've passed from judgment. We don't have the judgment of the world. We get the judgment of works. What our rewards will be based upon our conduct. Right. But we don't get how long are you going to burn discussion, you know, that a lot of people are going to get because they won't accept the way to get their sins separated from them. So, you know. So it removes the guilt of the perpetrator, Hebrews 10:21-23. And having a great high priest over our house, let us draw near with a true heart in the fullness of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let's hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Right? So it removes the guilt. If you are still feeling guilt after you've been forgiven, it's not God. It is the devil. Okay, God has come to restore you, to make you alive again, to remove the punishment, right? And so if the devil is making you feel a guilt that you should no longer feel, that's not from God. You're being spiritually attacked. You have to say guilt is of the devil. Now, when we sin, we should feel remorse and conviction, but guilt is such a useless, pointless, self-worshipping emotion, right? And we're exalting ourselves in our own hearts and our own failures, you know, and we don't want it. Guilt is so stupid. We don't want guilt. Guilt is not from God, okay? Because he says, listen, I love you. I forgive you. I've washed you. I sprinkled your conscience from an evil conscience. You're made new again. You've been restored in your heart and your mind. So why are you still playing with your food? You know, I'm like, stop it, you know? So it is an act of blessing. Psalms 32:1-2. Blessed he whose disobedience is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed the man to whom Yahweh does impart iniquity, in whose spirit there is no deceit. Right? So this is a blessing. When you're forgiven or separated from your sin, you are being blessed by God. Okay? Next one. He is just and faithful to forgive us when we confess. 1 John 1:8-10. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us the sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we haven't sinned, we make him a liar and his word not in it. So if you have sinned, you can have confidence that, hey, he is standing there waiting to restore the relationship, to forgive you, to empower you, to continue to move on. Right? Because you are in training. You're in training to be like Jesus. Right? And he knows that you're not just going to come out the womb and be a perfect example of Jesus. Right? But he's like, listen, just keep trying. Keep going. Don't give up. Don't get stuck. Just keep moving. Okay? We have been pardoned and found God's mercy. Isaiah 55:7. Let the wicked forsake his ways and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to Jehovah, and he'll have mercy on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon, right? So get rid of your sin, get rid of your thought life, and say, God, I want to do it your way. I need your help. He'll do it. It removes our condemnation and allows us to obey again. John 8, 10 through 11. Jesus standing up saw her and said, woman, where are your accusers? Did no one condemn you? She said, no one, Lord. Jesus said to them, neither do I condemn you. Go your way for now on and sin no more. Right? We talked about that earlier. But see, it now gives us the ability. Because you're like, oh, I failed. I broke your rules. He's like, Jesus, God's like, okay, can we try again? You want to try again? Just try not to do it again. Okay? Here's your new chance to get it right. Oh, you need another chance? I'll give you another chance. Here's another chance to get it right. Right? He's like, my whole goal is not to beat you down because you sin. My whole goal is to help you get it right. Right? And so that's the whole goal, that God wants to separate you from your sin, all the evil and wrong you've done. He put it on his son, Jesus, so you don't have to have it. You can't have that separation / forgiveness unless you have Jesus. Okay? So as we see God's forgiveness, his separation / forgiveness powers turns the devil into a toothless lion concerning our salvation and walk with God. So we can declare our redemption every time he tries to chime in with the false guilt. We can shut him up with every faded memory of our past sins. Let us all plainly state, that was the old me and I'm not that way anymore. You have the wrong person and that person doesn't live here anymore. Then send Jesus to the door of your heart and have that failed usurper banished from your heart and mind. If the devil tries to airmail you doubts and shame, just write return to sender on the postage. You are a new creation in Christ. The old is gone and the new has come. Mm-hmm. So I got some bullet points. Bullet point one, you cannot undo the past, but you can forge a new future with obedient love towards God and Jesus as you respond to the free gift of salvation. Number two, obediently, with a repentant heart, you receive forgiveness and enjoy being separated from your failures and your guilt. Amen. And last one, enjoy the presence of your God and his Son forever, your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. BrotherLamps.com